Pollution Control Division, which is a division of the Air Quality Control Commission, which is a division of the Department of Public Health and the Environment at the state, is having a meeting with stakeholders. It's part of a broader process to recommend ways to reduce hydrocarbon emissions from statewide oil and gas operations. The Air Quality Control Commission last year undertook a rulemaking to come up with strategies for reducing emissions from oil and gas operations. And it was a complicated rulemaking, and they basically constrained it to the Front Range, and sort of during that rulemaking made a commitment that they would come back and address the problem statewide a little bit later. And so what they've done now is they're initiating this stakeholder process. And so there are members of a stakeholder group representing environmental groups and representing industry and other interests who are all getting together, and they're sort of talking about ways that the state could implement safeguards to protect air quality from the emissions of oil and gas development.
So can you define stakeholders?
There are representatives of the oil and gas industry. There are representatives from various state agencies that have an interest in air quality or oil and gas development. There are representatives of environmental groups, for example, Western Colorado Congress. We have been working with Earth Justice, which is representing a number of other environmental groups. The Environmental Defense Fund has, I think, a seat at the table. That is not at all a complete list. I think there are a whole bunch of other folks who are going to be sitting around the table, but I'm not sure who those are because I haven't actually participated in any of these meetings.
Will Wilderness Workshop have a presence at that meeting today?
So we will be at the meeting, and we've asked our members to go to the meeting, you know, taking the message to the stakeholder group that, you know, we have oil and gas development in Western Colorado and it's impacting our air quality. And we want the same safeguards that people on the Front Range have. It's a pretty simple message, but I think it's a really important one for them to hear. Obviously, they've already sort of kicked the can down the road with regard to statewide safeguards one time, and we don't want them to do that again.
You mentioned that this is part of a process. Is this the first meeting to get input from people in the other parts of the state?
As far as I'm aware, this is the first meeting in Western Colorado. There was another meeting recently on the Front Range, and there may have been more than one.
What is the potential outcome of these meetings?
I don't think that's clear yet. I mean, obviously, one potential outcome would be new regulations. You know, there could be others as well. There could be recommended best management practices, you know, things short of regulations that are intended to make a difference. There could be, you know, voluntary emissions reduction strategies. You know, they could implement some policies about conditions of approval. So, I mean, there are a bunch of different strategies that they could potentially use to reduce emissions. And I think that a lot of the conversation at the meeting will be about some of those strategies and will be pretty technical. I think that, you know, there'll be a big opportunity to learn at the meeting if people want to show up and hear what some of these strategies are. I think that it's important that people show up and make their voices heard about the need to protect air quality here in Western Colorado as well.
Peter Hart, staff attorney for Wilderness Workshop, thanks very much.
Thank you, Amy.